The sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Pamelo. The Cisco Kid.
Hi, Joe. Fill her up with Pennzoil Premium Gasoline.
Right.
Hey, what's this? A popcorn popper at a gas station?
You bet. And that West Bend popper is a real bargain because you save $3 when you buy it here.
Conversations like this are going on all the time at Pennzoil stations. Because right now, you can get a West Bend electric corn popper at any Pennzoil station. Here's how. Drive in and get 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline. Then, just $4.95, you can own a handsome West Bend electric corn popper. It's regularly priced at $7.95, so you save $3. It's your Pennzoil dealer's way of saying thanks and inviting you to try Pennzoil Premium at the price of regular. So stop today. Save $3 on the corn popper and get a bag of popcorn that's included free. Enjoy Pennzoil performance and enjoy hot buttered popcorn tonight.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Great Land Rush. Some of the Old West's most colorful and violent episodes arose out of the opening by the government of certain sections of land to settlement on a first-come, first-served basis, as witness the land rush of Sagebrush Valley. Here, as well as elsewhere, men tried to trick each other in order to get the best available land. Our story opens just below the town of River Bend at the entrance to Sagebrush Valley. Two men are about to launch a canoe in the stream, while a third watches. He is Jim Ruford, gambler and land speculator.
You boys sure you know what you're going to do?
Yeah. Come on, Reg, give me a hand with this here canoe.
Right, Sanders.
Easy now. All right, slide her into the water.
Now, you, Sanders, repeat my instructions just to be sure you got them right.
Reg and me's going to paddle downriver to Olson's homestead and gun him down. Nothing hard to remember about that, Rupert.
What about this nephew Olson's?
Young Palmquist?
Yeah.
He's aiming to be in that race tomorrow morning so he can file claim on Olson's place and then transfer the claim to his uncle. But we'll take care of Palmquist tonight.
You seem mighty anxious to get that place, Olson's, Rupert.
Sure I am. The big trail to the west goes right past it. That property could be a valuable town site someday soon. So I'm filing claim to it myself.
Hey, for an hombre that don't trust anybody, you sure must put a lot of faith in us, Ruford. Just what's to prevent me and Sanders filing claim to that homestead after killing Olson?
You have to get a permit slip from Carson, the land agent. And Carson ain't giving out those slips till just before the race starts tomorrow morning. Besides that, you hombres are drifters. You don't stay around any one place long. And finally, you're both wanted by the law in several different places I could name.
You ain't threatening us, are you, Rupert?
No. But if anything sudden should happen to me, the complete story on you and Sanders is written out among my effects.
Well, we ain't planning to crush you up. All we want to know is, when do we get the rest of our money for doing this job?
After the job's done. I'll get going.
Francisco, where'd the land rush to?
Pancho, the land does not rush anywhere.
Francisco, say the land rush.
See, that is just what I said.
Well?
And if you had been paying attention, you would have heard me explain the whole thing to you. Mm-hmm. Instead, you were trying to explain to your horse what I had already told you.
Well, what a land rush, Cisco?
A land rush is a race to file claim to certain pieces of property thrown open by the government. A
race on foot, horses?
On foot, with horses, with ox teams, by any means of transportation.
Oh, si. Now, Pancho understands, Cisco. Cisco and Pancho are running the race, no?
No, Pancho. You're not going to run in the race. Oh, here's the land agent's office. That must be the agent standing in front of the door. Oh, there,
hold. Oh, look.
Howdy, Jim. What can I do for you?
We want to visit a friend of ours in the valley, Senor Agent.
Name's Carson.
Say, Senor Carson, is it all right to ride into the valley before the land rush starts?
Sure, why not? Well, you can't file a claim without a permit slip. You can't get that till tomorrow morning.
We do not wish to file a claim, Senor Carson. We are merely going to pay our respects to Senor Olson.
Pay respects to Senor Olson, loco.
All right, boys, go ahead.
Gracias, senor. We'll be on our way. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now.
What those two hombres want, Carson?
Permission to ride into the valley to visit Olson. You know who that big hombre is?
Look kind of familiar, Rupert.
But that's the Cisco Kid.
Oh, saw him once over in Dovey City. Heard plenty about him, though.
He's bad, Carson. You shouldn't have let him go in there.
Oh, I don't know. Some say he's bad, some say he's all right. Anyway, I let him go through and he ain't got time to go after him. I'm a mighty busy man today. Got to get back to work.
Say, this might work out nice. I'll sure see that it works out nice.
We must be most there, Rich. Careful you don't tip this canoe.
Yeah, I'll be careful. Hey, Olson's place is right around the next bend. What do you think we better do after we've got Olson down, Sanders?
Go back and get our money from Jim Ruford and then light out.
What if he wants us to get young Palmquist for him, too?
Well, sure, if he pays us for the job.
Yeah.
There's a cabin, and there's Olson sitting up in front of it.
Yeah, he sees us. He's starting down to the edge of the river.
All right, hold the paddling, Rich. I'll swing into the shore.
Hey, boy, can I give you a hand?
Yeah, swing that bow off the rocks, will you?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, come ashore. Glad to have company.
We sure will, Olson.
I'll hold her steady while you get out, mister.
All right.
Hey, there. Now, pull her up a little more.
You're the Olson whose nephew, Palmquist's going to file claim on this land, ain't you?
Yes, why?
There's no reason to wait any longer, is there, Sanders?
Nope. Let him have it.
Here, watch it.
Nice, easy way to earn money.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's paddle back upriver, Sanders. It's starting to get dark.
Well, I ain't anxious to paddle back against the current when Olson's got a couple of saddle horses back in that corral.
Hey, good idea.
I'll set her adrift.
Listen, there's riders coming, Sanders.
Yeah, I hear them. Quite a ways off, though. Let's get them horses saddled and get out of here, quick.
Here we are, Pancho. Hold up.
Ho, 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 ho.
Olson, he's not come out to meet us, Pancho. I wonder if he's at home.
He's having that light something, Cisco. Loco doesn't like something either. What's the matter, Loco? What's the matter, huh?
Both horses are looking down toward the shore and Mother mia, come on, Pancho. Come on.
Say your horses, Cisco. He lay on the ground.
Hey.
And Pancho think he's dead, Cisco.
No, he's still alive.
Uh-huh.
But these wounds of his, I'm afraid that...
Two men shot me down.
Did you know them, senor?
Two men asked about nephew. Filing claim on my...
We better get him into the cabin quickly, Pancho. Do what we can for him.
Yes, Cisco. Look, look. Two hombres ride from behind the barn.
Si.
And Pancho thinks they're the killers, Cisco. We chase them, no?
Your Olson's life is more important than that right now, Pancho.
Hmm?
Also, it's getting too dark to trail those hombres. In the morning, we will go after them. Help me carry Senor Olson to the cabin.
Now we're back in River Bend. We'll go collect our money from Rupert. Huh, Sanders?
No, not yet. There's a little matter I want to attend to first.
Now what's that?
I've been thinking, Rich. One of them two hombres that rode to Olson's was the Cisco Kid.
Yeah, I know. I got to look at him, too.
All right. Cisco's one of the best trackers in the whole West. Once he gets after a man, he don't stop till he gets him.
Hey, you're afraid of Cisco, huh?
No, I ain't afraid of him, but I ain't fool enough not to figure him. You and me are stopping at Carson's and putting the blame on Cisco for that murder.
Well, how can you?
Just let me do the talking, Rich. Carson ain't only the land agent, he's also the United States Deputy Marshal. That is his place. Brother, boy.
Whoa.
Come on.
You be careful what you say now.
Come in.
Come here for a permit, boys.
can't get one till morning.
No, that ain't why we're here. We figured we'd better report something we saw and heard out to Olson's homestead.
What's that?
Well, me and Rich here was out in the valley looking over some land, and we saw the Cisco Kid and the fat one that always goes with him right up to Olson's cabin.
Yeah?
And from where we was, it looked as if they was getting into an argument with us. And just after we rode out of sight, we heard some shooting.
Yeah. Did you go back to see what happened?
No, we figured it wasn't any of our business. But then we thought we'd better tell you about it.
Well, I'm glad you did. I seen you two around here, but I don't know your names. You called him Rich, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll write that down. Might be I need you two to testify. What's your name?
Well, we hadn't figured on testifying.
No, we might be leaving here tomorrow morning.
Well, give me your name anyway.
It's Sanders.
All right. Good. I'll take a deputy and ride out there to Olson's, find out what happened. Much obliged, boys.
There is no more we can do for Senor Olson, Pancho.
It's too bad, Cisco. The senor was a fine man. Cisco, Pancho would like to know what Senor Olson mean by talk about nephew file claim.
I would like to know myself, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Those were the last words Senor Olson spoke, and riders are coming. Sounds like the voice of the land agent, Senor Carson. I'll see.
Yes, Senor Carson.
Where's Olson, Cisco?
I'm sorry to say that Senor Olson has just been killed.
Oh. I'll come in and take a look around.
Si, senor. You see that Senor Olson died of gunshot wounds.
Yeah. Who killed him?
Cisco and Pancho not know Senor Carter. We get here after it happened.
Si, that is true. Two hombres rode away shortly after we arrived. We did not get a look at them.
George, you go over and guard the door. Well, guess I shouldn't have let you ride into the valley, Cisco.
What do you mean, senor? You saying Pancho and I committed this murder?
Sure looks like it.
We would not ask permission to ride to Senor Olson's if we had meant to kill him, senor. That does not make sense.
A lot of things don't make sense till you get them unraveled. And they do. Now take them guns of yours, Cisco.
A momento, Senor Carson. Why did you ride out here tonight? Did someone tell you we killed Senor Olson?
That's got nothing to do with it.
I have a right to ask.
Well, I did talk to a couple hombres. Their names are Sanders and Ridge.
You remember those names, Pancho?
Yes, Pancho, remember. Sanders and Ridge.
Sanders and Ridge.
Yes, Sanders and Ridge.
One more question, Senor Carson. What is the name of Senor Olson's nephew?
Palmquist.
Why would he file claim on this piece of property?
Well, for his uncle, I suppose. Olson most likely figured Palmquist could get out there faster than he could when the race starts.
I see.
Yeah, well, we'll have no more questions. I'm putting you two under arrest for the murder of Olson.
No, Senor Carson, you are not. Pancho and I have a great respect for the law. But in this case, we are not submitting to unjust arrest.
Now, we'll see about that.
Look out, Cisco! They draw the gun!
Looks as if Cisco and Pancho will be shot down for resisting arrest. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Let's see. Doll, book, gloves, bike, compact.
The Christmas shopping list. If you're having trouble making up your Christmas list, here's one suggestion. See your Pennzoil dealer. He may not be able to help you with everything, but he has one item that may be ideal. It's an electric West Bend corn popper. You can get the $7.95 corn popper for just $4.95 when you buy 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline. You save $3 on this electric famous name corn popper, and you get extra value from Pennzoil's power-packed gasoline. Stop at any Pennzoil station and take advantage of this double benefit. You'll enjoy Pennzoil performance, and you'll be giving someone else the fun and enjoyment of making hot buttered popcorn for Christmas. So add a West Bend corn popper to your Christmas shopping list. Stop at your Pennzoil station today.
Thank you. back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Great Land Rush. Arriving at the home of their friend Olson, Cisco and Pancho found him dying of gunshot wounds. Shortly afterward, land agent and United States Deputy Marshal Carson arrived, having been told by the real killers that Cisco was at Olson's and that they had heard gunshots. When Cisco refused arrest, Carson and his deputies drew their guns. Now...
Look out, Cisco! They shoot again!
Gun them down, Joe!
Get that other hombre, Pancho. I will take this one.
And Pancho, grab his gun, Cisco!
Do not like to be shot at, Senor Carson. Drop that gun!
I said I was taking you in, Cisco, and I am.
Drop that gun! Grab it!
My arm! My arm, Cisco!
I do not like to hurt you, Senor, but Pancho and I are not going to be arrested.
Pancho, hang on to these hombres, Cisco!
I will help you, Pancho! The way is clear. Quickly, out the door. Come on.
Please, Cisco. I'll get you for this, Cisco. If it's the last thing I do.
Yabba.
Logo.
Hey, sometime Pancho learn to whistle.
There you go, George. Open up on them.
Those hombres are careless with their bullets. Up, Yabba.
Up, Logo, go. What are we doing now, Cisco?
We are going to ride to town to find Señor Palmquist and talk with him, Pancho. Then we are going to look up those hombres, Sanders and Ridge.
Who is it?
Sanders and Ridge.
Come in.
Oh, we thought we'd come right here to your hotel room to see you, Rupert.
Sit down. Well, how'd you make out?
Well, Olson won't never do any more talking.
Got him, huh?
He sure did.
Yeah, and we got the Cisco Kid playing for it, too.
What do you mean, Sanders?
Well, we stopped off and told Carson we saw Cisco and the other one out there.
And that was true. We did, so Carson took a deputy and rode out. By now, Cisco's probably in jail.
Good. I'd like to see that Cisco Kid strung up for this.
Now, how about our money?
All right. I'll get it for you.
Let's see. 300 apiece, ain't it?
Yeah.
I got it all ready for you.
Here you are. Now, there's another little job I want you boys to tend to for me.
What's that?
Paul Palmquist, Olson's nephew, has got a room on the next floor below. The room is number 21.
Want us to take care of him, too, huh?
Yeah, but not here in the hotel. Get him out in the hills and gun him down and bury the body. Get moving.
Palmquist's door will probably be locked, Sanders.
That's all right. I got a skeleton key that'll push the other one out and then unlock the door.
Yeah, but what's Palmquist going to be doing all that time?
Well, it's most midnight now. He'll be in bed and asleep. Rupert checked at him. Says he's a heavy sleeper. Now, get out of my way, Rich. I'm going to try this key.
Can you get that other key out?
That seemed to be having any luck so far. There it goes.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you heard that.
So much the more the reason for us to get into that room quick. Shut that door.
All right. You want me to strike a match and light a lamp?
No. There's a good moon tonight. Enough light comes in the window so we can see what we're doing.
Hey, there he is. He's sleeping like a log.
Yeah. Too bad we gotta wake him up, huh? Hey. Hey, you. Wake up.
Huh?
Wake up, I said.
Who are you, man? What do you want?
Get up out of that bed and don't make no noise unless you want to stop some of this lead.
What's the idea?
Never mind.
You'll find out what the idea is. Come on, get dressed. You're coming with us.
Make it fast, too. We ain't waiting long.
I'm dressing as fast as I can. You hombres got no right to walk into a man's room and...
Shut up!
Another yip out of you and you'll get more than that. If he's got any money over on that bureau, Ridge.
It's a good idea. Yeah, he's got a nice hunk of money.
Put it in your pocket and we'll split it later.
He's got a good watch here, too, Sanders.
Take it along. All right, you. Get going towards that door. Here, I'll open the door and go ahead just to make sure you don't try to bolt.
That is most obliging of you, hombre.
But I'm all caught by thunder. It's Cisco.
Say, seems we got hit the right time, hombre.
The Wolston, too. He what you say.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, that ain't going to do you...
Oh, gosh!
You want to use your fist, huh? Anyone hombre? Are you?
Mike! Stay here, stay, you pump, please. She's going past your friends of yours.
I'm going to stay, all right. I'm going after this other coyote.
Good for you, Senator Pumphrey. I should not have too much trouble with them.
Nobody for Pancho to go after. Pancho not can go after Pancho.
Do not expose your jaw like that, hombre. Because when you do, this is what happens. You need some help, Senator Pumphrey?
Oh, not one bit.
One, two, one go down, two go down, boom, boom.
Now, who are you two?
Cisco Kid and Pancho, senor.
Si, and Pancho.
Oh, yeah, I heard my uncle speak of you. Well, I'm sure much obliged.
Think nothing of it, senor.
Nothing at all.
Get up, you two hombres. We are all going to go and have a nice long talk with Senor Carson. You had better come along too, Senor Palmquist, because our talk will very much concern you.
Daylight, no? Cisco, where all these peoples come from?
They're here for the land rush, Pancho. Yeah, this is far enough for the Abahu.
Oh, look. Why we stop here, huh?
So we will not be seen by any of the people in that land rush.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere among all those people is the bandito who hired Sanders and Rich to kill Senor Olson.
Hombre, Sanders and Rich do not tell who he was, Cisco.
That is just the point, amigo. They did not. They would not talk at all. I'm afraid there is no way we can tell from here who he is.
Well, anyhow, Senor Carson knows now Cisco and Pancho not killed Senor Olson.
Si, so now we must catch the one who planned the killing.
And Senor Palmquist, in that race, Cisco?
No, Pancho. I purposely told him not to be here.
Uh-huh.
Then the hombre who planned all this will not be suspicious.
Pancho get mixed up now, Cisco.
Well, it is very simple, amigo. The hombre who plotted Senor Palmquist's death will think he has been killed.
Si, killed.
He will run in this race and file his claim on Senor Olson's land.
Uh-huh.
We will follow him, and then we will know who he is.
Si. Cisco know who he is? Cisco tell Pancho. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Senor Pompkins not get the land now?
Oh, he will get the land, Pancho.
He do?
The land agent made a special rule so Senor Pompkins can file his claim.
How does Cisco know all this?
Well, because the land agent knows about this plot and the two hombres, Sanders and Ridge, who were caught.
Pancho still mix up. Pancho get the headache. Pancho try to get it straight.
All right, now, quieto, Pancho. Quieto.
Quieto.
The race is about to start. And I think you are seeing history, mate.
Quiet, folks. Quiet, but just a minute, please. Now, you all know the rules. First come, first serve. Take out your claims, and then bring them to my office. There's plenty of good land for everybody. One thing more. Has everybody got a permit slip? Wait a minute. If there's anybody who ain't got a slip, raise your hand. Everybody got them, huh? All right. When the gun sounds, you can start. One. Two. Three.
Well, there they go, Pancho. Hundreds of them. Make their homes in the valley.
We go to Cisco, no?
Hey, we will ride to Senor Olson's. And since his place is off the beaten track, we can be pretty sure that the hombre who puts up a claim is the one we want. Come on, up there, Captain.
Oh, no, we'll get the one we want.
Here we are, Pancho. Oh, there,
oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh. Think we got a good race of our own, Cisco.
Hey, it was a good race, amigo. But we had to get here ahead of anyone else. Now let us lead our horses into Senor Olson's barn where they will be out of sight.
Yes, we did
the barn.
Come on.
Come on, Diablo.
Come on.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, good.
Hey, someone is coming here now, Pancho.
Yes.
Keep back out of sight.
Get up this here claim notice of mine and...
Por momento, hombre. I would not put up that notice if I were you.
What do you mean, I... Oh, Cisco.
Si.
I'll show you whether I'll put it up or not.
He threw the gun, Cisco.
I would not try that again, hombre. My next bullet might come closer to your hand.
Here comes Senor Carson and Senor Palmquist, Cisco.
Oh, si.
What's the meaning of this? I got a right to stake out my claim here.
You can talk to Senor Carson about that. Also to Senor Palmquist, who you tried to have murdered, even as you had his uncle murdered.
What are you talking about?
I knew of you, Rufford, over in Lincoln County.
I know of your way of doing things. This falls into the pattern.
Oh.
Well, here's your man, Señor Carson. I think you will have no trouble in getting him to confess when you get him together with the Sanders and Ridge hombres. In this case, I think three men will pay for the life of the one they murdered. Si, Pancho.
Rupert, hombre, made a confession all right, huh?
Si, as I expected, Pancho.
Yeah?
He plotted to get the rancho of Senor Olson with a false claim.
He not get it, though.
No, no, amigo.
Yeah, no.
His plan backfired.
Backfired, huh?
All his education did him no good, Chico.
Yeah, that's what Pancho think. Not get in trouble.
Yeah, that is not true, amigo.
No?
Education is a very important thing.
Pancho not care about education. Pancho not want to learn.
Well, we will take care of that right now, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me hear your lesson.
What lesson? What lesson? Huh?
The one I told you about the principal uses of cattle.
Oh, si, Pancho, remember? Cisco tell Pancho about what good cows for.
Si, that is right. Now, Pancho, you learned about cows being raised for meat and how their hides are used for many things.
Hides used for many things.
Si, to make saddles, belts, traveling bikes,
uh-huh.
and all other things made of leather.
Si, and cow hides used for all these things.
Now, Pancho, tell me what you have learned. What is the principal use of cow hides?
Oh, that easy, Chico. Pancho know this.
Very well, Chico. What is the principal use of cow hides?
To hold the cow together.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Chico!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Season's greetings from your Pennzoil dealer. During this holiday season, you'll hear Merry Christmas said many times in many ways. By gifts and family gatherings, by love and laughter, by carol singing, and worship in church. It's the time of year for cold weather and warm hearts. The exciting time for our children, whose dreams come alive with ice skates, games, toys, and dolls. And parents everywhere share that excitement and happiness in gathering their families around them. This holiday season is a time for renewing associations and for expressing gratitude and good wishes. As your Pennzoil dealer, I would like to convey to you, my customers, neighbors, and friends, my sincere thanks and appreciation for giving me the opportunity to serve you, and to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year.
Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.